On June 14th, 2011, this is Pulling You number 68, Day 4, Part 1B. Greetings, Bridge friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands. More on incredible defenders leading broken suits. And as you'll recall, in Part 1, we discussed Hand 1. Let's go ahead and continue with Hands 2 and Hand 3. Okay, here we go. On Hand number 2, this time, North is the dealer in spades, 7-6-5, in diamonds, ace, 7-6, that's 4, in clubs, king, queen, jack, 10-8-7, nice 6-card suit. There's 6 high card points, and I'd say another 2 distribution makes 8. Plus the ace of diamonds gives us 12 points, and a singleton king of hearts. How do we evaluate that? Well, if partners bid the suit, we can give it full values, but here, probably discount 1 point, so let's give us 2 more points. We're not sure what it's worth, but normally subtract 1 for a stiff card of an honor value. So that brings us up to about 14 points, and we'll open 1 club. Over to West. In spades, king, queen, jack, 9-8, 7 times, great suit, great cards. In diamonds, 3 babies. In clubs, 1 small. And in hearts, a small, worthless doubleton. So what would you like to do? Would you like to pass, bid 1 spade, maybe 2 spades, or maybe 3 spades? There's a lot of different options that players would make with this hand. It's certainly worth a call with that lovely spade suit. If nothing else, if we're on defense and our partner can lead the suit, good things can happen. So what do we want to bid? Well, let's take a look at the losers. This suit is pretty much self-sustaining. We've got 1 loser in spades, 3 losers in diamonds makes 4. 1 in clubs makes 5, and 2 in hearts makes 7. 7 losing trick count hand is a typical 12 to 14 points. And yes, we only have 6 high card points, but this is a great suit, and it's begging to be trump. And when it's the spade suit, you've got the master suit. I think if partner was a passed hand, you might go 3 spades, but since partner hasn't had a chance to bid, well, we've got 7 losers. If we can get down to 3 losers, we've got a 4 spade game. That means if partner has 4 cover cards, a few aces and kings, maybe a finesse, a suit promotion or a rough, then we've got a game. So let's begin by bidding 1 spade. Then to south. In spades, a stiff ace of spades. In diamonds, jack 10-9-8 5 times. Maybe another 1 point. It's kind of hard to value this hand, isn't it? In clubs, 6-5 doubleton, no help. In hearts, nice suit here. Ace, queen, 9-7-6. Okay, so we've got a 5-5-2-1. A very interesting shape. And our partners opened the bidding. This is good. So we're going to either bid 2 diamonds or 2 hearts. How do you feel about this? Well, we like a major suit game, so we're going to bid the heart suit first, and then we can come back in the diamond suit later if we need to. So we're going to bid 2 hearts, a forcing bid. Over to West. West is a little bit surprised that there's a 2-heart bid when in hearts, it's this jack 10-8 5 times. You remember this hand. This is the 5-4-2-2 hand. So we're going to pass smoothly in tempo and see what happens next. Back to North. Well, this isn't what we were hoping to hear was hearts. Oftentimes it happens, that rule of anticipation. Our partner or one of the opponents has length in our short suit. With our 6-card club suit with such nice values, we'll go ahead and rebid 3 clubs. Over to East, do you want to bid again? No, I don't think so. You've made your call. There's no reason to bid 3 spades. Partner didn't come in the auction, so let's go ahead and pass. Over to South, depending upon your partnership agreements, this may or may not be a forcing bid, hearing that 3 clubs. But for most, it would be worth another bump. If partner's open and we have 10 points or more in the south hand, we're going to want to make another call here. So what do we want to bid this time? Right, this time we want to bid 3 diamonds. We've shown our hearts. Now we can bet our other 5-card suit at the lower level. So we'll bid 3 diamonds, and that is a forcing bid. Back to North. Well, where do we want to go now? We don't want to go 4 clubs particularly. That'll take us beyond 3 no trump. And we can't bid 3 no trump because we have 3 small spades and the player behind us, East, has bid spades. So we can go ahead and actually cue bid 3 spades saying, partner, we have some doubt in 3 no trump, but we don't know where to go next. We can't pass the auction out since our partner bid 3 diamonds in the south and 3 spades. Some people call it the western cue bid saying, either bid 3 no trump or bid something else. It's your choice where to go next. After 3 spades cue bid, what about East? Yes, you're going to double that cue bid. You're going to say, partner, come on, lead the suit. I bid it once, and they're cue bidding 3 spades. By all means, lead the suit. Now, some advanced players have reverse meanings. They will pass when they want the suit led for a cue bid, but most people, standard bidding, they would go ahead and double to say, partner, please continue leading the suit. At this time, now what do we want to do for South? Well, we do have an ace, so we'll probably want to bid 3 no trump, but there is a caution. You know what that is? Can you see it? Yes, it's an ace singleton, so it stops, but you can't even do a holdback one time. No rule of sevens here, and we'll speak more about those in a moment. So we'll bid 3 no trump, questionably, and see what happens next. It passes out. Partner West is on the lead, 3 no trump in the south. What do you want to lead, West? Do you want to lead that jack of hearts, the top of broken sequence? No, we don't want to do that. This time we want to lead the spade suit. Our partner bid it, and when they bid 3 spades in the north, the western cue bid, our partner doubled again. So we're going to, this time, want to lead the suit. Yes, they may have 25 points, although it sounds distributional with the big club bid in north, and they're not going to be able to run this suit because we have 4 in our hand. So what we're going to do is lead our partner suit. Our partner may have only 5 or 6 points if we have 10 and the opponents have up to 25, but good things might happen in spade suit if partner really wants that suit led. So we'll lead the top of a doubleton, the 10. And our partner covers with the jack, just in case it was a singleton. They want to keep playing that suit, don't they? Because they have another outside entries. But South wins it. In fact, South cannot hold back. Remember, this was the stiff ace situation. Okay, South, it's time to make your plan. Well, in hearts, we can take the first 2 tricks. We could take 3 tricks in hearts with the stiff king in the north hand. But we don't really have entries back to our hand in south, do we? So that's a problem. So we're going to have to play a dummy reversal. That is, we're going to try to win as many cards as we can in the dummy hand in north. So we're going to try to promote this club suit. Let's see what happens. We'll play a club, and an ace is won by the west hand. Okay, well, that gets the ace out, so hopefully the rest of the clubs will run. And what do we want to lead now from the west hand? Correct, we want to lead another spade. Come to our partner. So we'll play the low spade, completing our high-low doubleton sequence, and our partner wins with the 8. How about that? Our partner is going to take a lot of spade tricks now. They have promoted that suit. Leading that 10 doubleton was the trick, wasn't it? Okay, so they're going to win the king of spades. We are going to pitch a low club over in the west hand, and south pitches a heart. North plays their last spade. The queen of spades, the 9 of spades, the 3 of spades, and the 2 of spades. So at this point, the defenders have 7 tricks, leaving 6 tricks for north-south. Let's take a look at that again. The bidding began, 1 club by north, that was fine. Could have been pass, 1 spade, 2 spade, or 3 spades by east, and 1 spade was a great bid. Partner might have had enough values. In fact, if we look at this hand, we can see that east-west can make 2 or 3 spades, depending upon the line of play. So 1 spade is a good start, and for south, certainly, there's enough points. We have 8, 9, 10, 11 high card points. Looks like we could have distribution points in the red suits, so we're going to bid 2 hearts, the higher of our 5 card suits. Then back to north, they bid 3 clubs, and after that, the auction got to be a little bit tough. It went 3 diamonds. It looks like they're hunting for 3 no trump. And then north went 3 spades, not knowing what else to bid, and with a forcing bid, with the responder bidding a new suit at the 3 level, had to make a bid, and hustled making a western cue bid, cue bidding the opponent's suit to see if they might be able to play in 3 no trump. Bidding 3 hearts would not be good. With a singleton king, this would not be a helpful play. As we can see, as it turns out, with this bad heart distribution, it would be a disaster to end up playing in 4 hearts. South did bid 3 no trump with the ace, but we see the problem here. A stiff ace is certainly not as good as having an ace with a couple extra cards with it, so we can do some holdbacks, so we can disrupt the communication. If we could have a doubleton, ace doubleton in the suit, we could certainly disrupt this communications, and east would never be able to promote that suit. So be cautious when you have a singleton ace when the opponents are no trump. You'd rather have another card to go along with it. And Wes, congratulations from leading the 10 of spades from a 10 doubleton. That was all we had to do, was play a spade suit rather than another suit. Any other suit would not be so good. They would all be losers if we led anything other than a spade in this auction. So congratulations from listening to your partner's hand, even though, yes, you had 10 points. And of course, your heart suit is not going to set up with the opponent behind you having five cards or more in the heart suit themselves. All right, let's proceed to hand number three. On our third hand, North is a dealer, and look at this, a black hand in spades, ace, king, queen, jack, 9-8-7, a seven-card suit, 10 high, and certainly 3-plus in distribution. In diamonds, stiff 2. In clubs, a five-card suit, jack, 10-8-7-5. Another one, maybe more in distribution, although it's going to take a while to promote it. But we certainly don't have many losers in this hand, do we? With a 7-5-1-0 shape. We have three losers in clubs, one loser in diamonds. A strong two-club bid? No, we don't have that kind of a hand here. Our partner may have 13 points and be in the red suits, and we would get way too high. So let's bid one spade and let the auction go as it may. With 11 points, 11 high that is, certainly there'll be more bids. And if the opponents come in and start making preempt bids, well, we're happy that we have the spade suit, aren't we? Okay, one spade it is. Over to East, with a 6-4-2-1, no high card points. A Yarborough, 9 is the highest card, with a 6-card diamond suit. It's a pass. Over to South. Well, South is an even bigger hand. Look at this. In hearts, ace, king, queen, 9-7-6-4. That's 9 high and 3 distribution. Looks like a self-sustaining suit here, doesn't it? Okay, great suit. In clubs, king, queen, little, another 5 points. In diamonds, ace, jack, 10. Hey, how about that? Working on us here. Unfortunately, we don't have any spades to share with partner. Could be a misfit. With 19 high card points and several more distribution points, probably at least 3, those who play 2 over 1 as a game force, that is 1 spade, 2 hearts, is forcing to game. They don't have to go with a strong jump shift. They could probably just go 2 hearts. But for most people, the standard American bidders, they would go ahead and bid 3 hearts, strong jump shift, declaring hearts as the trump suit. Okay, over to West. West has a 4-4-3-2, ace of clubs, jack 10-8, 4 times in hearts, king, queen, third of diamonds, you remember this hand, and 10-4 in spades, a pass. To North, well, our North bids 4 spades, 3 spades, slow shows, 4 spades, fast denies, and without any hearts, wants to go ahead and just play in 4 spades. This is not really a very good partnership bid. We're going to want to come back and explore this a little bit further later. A pass back to South. South is a little bit frustrated. They did a jump in hearts. Now our partner jumped to 4 spades. What's this all about? Our partner opened. We've got 19 high and several more in distribution. Okay, 4 no trump. Is this to play or is this a Blackwood bid? And if so, what's trump? Oh boy, this is going to be a tough auction, isn't it? Back to North, they're not sure what to bid either. They're going to show 1 ace, although with a void. Now, this is a real problematic auction, isn't it? They're bidding 5 diamonds. They're not sure what to do. Back to South, they're bidding 5 hearts. They want to play in heart suit. They did a strong jump shift. They thought partner North knew that that meant hearts is trump. They want to play in 5 hearts. North stubbornly bids 5 spades. This auction's not going well at all. And South bids 5 no trump in disgust. So it's 5 no trump in the South, and South is the declarer. So the final auction is 5 no trump in the South, and it's over to West. What is your lead this time on this misguided auction? Well, you recall in the 1 no trump contract, we led the jack of hearts, the top of a broken sequence. And you recall in the next auction, and in hand number 2, we led the 10 of spades, top of a double in our partner's bid suit. But in this case, they're in 5 no trump with a big misfit. What do we want to lead here? Well, playing opposite no trump, we don't normally like to lead away from our unprotected kings or queens, but this time we have a protected king or queen. We can see that we can get an ace of clubs and at least 1 diamond trick, and perhaps a heart trick as well, or maybe a partner might get a spade trick. We're not sure. So probably a king of diamonds is good. In fact, if we take a look at it, leading a top diamond is the only thing that's going to beat the contract. So what will happen if we play another suit is they're going to get into the dummy and they're going to have a lot of pitches on the spade suit. And South is going to be able to pitch a lot of losers. Okay, so we lead the king of diamonds low, low into the ace of diamonds and the South hand. South, what's your plan? Well, with 7 hearts, I suppose the opponents could be 3-3. That's only a 36% chance, a 1-in-3 chance that they're going to fall 3-3 in a suit. So maybe we should try to get into this North End. And how do we do that? Well, we need to get in with the clubs. And this may or may not be easy, depending upon whether the opponents cooperate or not. So let's try a club. We play a queen of clubs, and look at this. West is ducking the suit. They know that they can't get in spades, or they would have done that automatically, right? So it looks like they're trying to get in the club suit. And West is refusing to win the trick. Very good, West. They then play a king, hoping that it was ace doubleton. Nope, they refuse again. And look at this. East shows out. That means they're never going to be able to get to the dummy unless the opponents are thrown in. Uh-oh. We got to see what we can do in hearts now. The ace of hearts, they both follow. A second time, they both follow. Let's hope they're 3-3. And then the third heart, no, they were 4-2. How the more likely break of 48%. So that's not working well, so we can't even run the rest of our hearts. So I guess we're going to have to try to throw the opponents in, aren't we? So we'll go ahead and play a low club to West's ace of clubs. They've won the ace, and they'll play the jack of hearts, the trick which has been promoted on their side, and now they can go ahead and get that queen of diamonds. So as it turns out, the defenders have three tricks, and that leaves 10 tricks for north-south. Down one. Let's take a look at that again. So let's begin by taking a look at this train wreck of an auction here and see what happened. North, you started with one spade, a great bid. A 7-5-1-0. One spade is perfect. And south, a strong jump shift to three hearts. Okay, if you don't play the 2-over-1 methods, fine. Strong jump shift, setting trump. And after three hearts, north, you kind of went off the reservation by bidding four spades. Don't be disruptive to our partner. Go ahead and just bid three spades, Q-bidding your ace of spades, and seeing where partner wants to go next. If you bid four spades, you're consuming way too much oxygen, making it very difficult to have effective bidding, as we saw. After three spades, our partner in south realizes there's a problem. It looks like it's going to be a big misfit. And could bid four diamonds, still interested in slam. And after that, north is going to bid, well, probably four spades, right? With this great suit. You know what they say about an eight-card suit when it's spades? What do you call it? You call it trump. And when you've got ace, king, queen, jack, 9-8-7, it's like an eight-card suit, isn't it? It's trump. You're going to say four spades. It'll play fine in four spades. It'll play fine in four hearts. But if the opponents get stubborn and try to resist one another, it's like quicksand. They start going down, 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 as we saw here. And Wes, you had a difficult lead, didn't you? You could have led a heart, but that was south suit on the strong jump shift. You're certainly not going to lead that suit. If you lead a club, well, we're going to have a problem there too, because they're going to get in. And on that seven spades, they're going to be pitching all these losers. So if we lead a spade, well, they're going to get their suit directly. Now they've got an entry to the north hand. Can't lead that. It turns out not an easy lead to figure, but you have to lead your diamonds. When you think about it, you've got an ace of clubs and at least one diamond trick. And with a misfit, probably better to just go ahead and lead a king of diamonds. If you do, you're going to set them one trick as we saw. And a couple of points to highlight, north-south, be careful with this bidding. One spade, three hearts, fine. But go three spades, not four spades after that. If you don't want to bid four hearts, if you want to Q-bid four diamonds, showing that you have a very strong hand, north is going to bid four spades probably, and after that, the auction should pass out. And we saw for the defenders, with three different hands, there were three different leads. One no-trump, we led the jack of hearts, the top of a broken sequence. When our partner bid spades, when they were in three no-trump, and then double the Q-bid of three spades, we led the ten of spades, the top of a doubleton. Our partner set up a long spade suit, almost as good as this one here, isn't it? And then when it's in five no-trump, we're going to go ahead and make a somewhat aggressive lead, king of diamonds, with the king-queen third in diamond suit and an outside ace of clubs. We played very smartly when they tried to get transportation to the north hand. Wes could detect that they couldn't get in with a spade suit, or they would have played a spade directly. So the only entry that seemed to be the north hand, which is what the strategy was for south, we went ahead and held back so they could never get to this long spade suit. And we also knew that with jack fourth, that they were not going to be able to set up that suit either, were they? Right? If they've got ace, king, queen, we've got jack fourth behind them, they're never going to be able to take this jack away from us unless we get squeezed in an endgame. Okay, Bridge friends, I hope you enjoyed segment A and B in part one of our lesson today. For our free Premium and Ultra members, in our next segment, we will analyze more bidding and play based on our lesson, Leading Broken Suits, with slight variations in spot cards. And for our Premium and Ultra members, in part three, we will have four more exciting hands and commentary. Of course, if you're not currently a member, we welcome you to regularly begin and join membership privileges for under $10 for a three-month subscription. So don't delay. Come to Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone. See you on the flip side. Bye for now.